You know, I was going to say, I wonder if anybody else has experienced this, but I already know that they probably have, because there's nothing new under the sun. You tell your family members, well, as long as you keep smoking, I'm not coming to visit. I'll probably just end up not visiting anymore. Tell a friend, as long as you keep cursing and talking like that, you probably won't hear me call or talk to you anymore. You tell your girlfriend, you keep acting up, you won't see me anymore. Tell your wife, if you always put your mama first, you eventually gonna lose your husband. You ain't gonna put up with it. Tell the job, you say, if you don't hold these other employees accountable, the lateral employees, then I'll be finding something else. But they don't listen. You give them you tell your renter, if you keep making a bunch of noise, you're gonna be gone. But they don't listen. How come they don't listen? Because they don't care. Either they don't believe you or they don't care. You tell a dealership, hey, I'm not gonna buy cars from you anymore if you keep messing with me. And then they email you and say, we haven't seen you. We got a special. I'm sorry. I gave you a warning. But it's done. It's over. It's a new world. It's a new paradigm shift. Get ready for the new paradigm shift, you tell them. You start to tell them, hey, there's a paradigm shift. And they can see the signs. The signs are everywhere, because you see through their game, you see through their narcissism, you see through their gaslighting, you see through their lies, you see through their you tell Google or YouTube, hey, I'm looking for another platform. You censor too much. You do too much censorship. And they don't listen, and then it happens. They don't care. They probably think, well, we'll just buy the other platform. If everybody moves to another platform, we'll buy that one. That's probably what they're thinking, but it don't always work that way. Anybody feel what I'm saying? Anybody picking up what I'm dropping off? The status quo, they get used to the status quo and think it's going to continue. I used to waste time with Jezebel trying to get Jezebel saved, but that was wrong for me to even do that. You give them the truth, shake the dust, and move on. You tell people, hey, I'm around as a witness that Jesus saved, and I'll be around a little while, but I won't be around forever. And all this truth that you've been getting, and you keep rejecting the truth, it's just like the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit is going to try to draw you. And eventually, when the Holy Spirit lifts his hand off of you, and then you go into total delusions, and you end up burning in hell, then you got all the warnings. God sends witnesses and prophets and saints and seers and gurus and truth speakers and soothsayers. And God keep, you know, the word soothsayer means truth speaker. Soothsayer means truth speaker. God keeps sending these witnesses, and then he moves his hand, you know, he withdraws his hand. You don't even have to worry about what your ex is doing or what you already can just look around you that people who acted like your ex, and you already know, you don't really have to people say, did you look up your act? No, I didn't look. They're gone. They don't exist in my world anymore. They never existed, to be honest with you, because they were not dependable, loyal, faithful, liars. They were just nothing but liars. A liar doesn't even exist in the real world. That's why the devil's not even a... He don't even exist. The only reason the devil exists is if you go into delusions, because there has to be a god of delusions, you know? Just like Loki. Loki, the TV series Loki and the movies with Loki, there has to be a god of the dark side, just like there's a god of the light. But the god of the dark side is not even real. It's fake reality. So that's why a lot of witches end up worshiping the devil and Aleister Crowley and all that, because they went to the dark side into delusions instead of running to Jesus, who is the light. And so they're like insignificant. They are insignificant. There's one witch who she's got that long nose, right? You can tell she's a witch by the way her face is shaped. And but she, anyway, especially by what she says. But they all start to look the same, and so she goes and talks to Dolores Cannon all the time, or gets on her show, or used to, or whatever. Now she's trying to sell her own books and all that. But you can tell by looking at her she's a witch. Your character gets written into your body. Your character gets written into your body. Moses was the meekest man. And he lived 120 years and his natural force was not abated. So, the way he walked, on earth, got written in his body. And you might say, well, I want to change. I want to have a new script. Change it right now. Start now. And your body will renew itself. Your body will align according to your mindset. Your frame will change according to the frame that you have in your spirit, in your body, soul, mind, will, emotions. Change your frame on the inside and the outside will adapt. Cut back sugar, cut out alcohol, and your liver will heal itself. Get some MCT oil. Cut back that grease from the fast food. I've experimented. I went and got a cheeseburger at the fast food just to see how I felt, and it made me feel terrible. That grease, and it comes back to that grease that they're cooking the stuff in. It's rancid. Rancid. Rancid grease. That's part of it. But the other part is not even real food. It's fake reality, fake food. So if the devil's fake reality, don't you think he's going to have fake food? I saw an article on Instagram where somebody was, they took plastic and ground it up really small and was making ice cream out of plastic. I don't know if it's real or not. You know, some of the stuff you see, it's not real, but it seemed real. And I wouldn't be surprised in this world, everything that they're trying to do. Because in the article it said FDA approved fake plastic for ice cream. Plastic cut up into little pieces making fake ice cream. I don't know if it was real, but it looked real. I don't really believe anything I see on social. Cut the social media down in half or three quarters or at 90%, and you'll be better off too. There's really nothing out there. It's all where you are. It's all a fractal hologram. And so you see somebody out there, you're experiencing it where you are. It's nice to have people stick around, but hopefully what I'm trying to do is give you enough unction from the spirit that you start to see the types and shadows and the object lessons and everything, and everywhere you go, you see the truth. All you have to do is look at your clock on the wall. It's got black and white hands, and it's got a red minute or second hand. The second hand is red, and the hour and the minute hand is black, and the background is white. Black, white, and red right there on your clock, the blood of his cross. And so as the world turns, it just repeats. Your clock on the wall shows you that it's just a cycle, it's a circle, everything repeats. The checkered board is the black, white, and red, the blood of his cross, and that's what you're playing on, and that's what you're walking on, and that's what you're experiencing 24/7, 7 days a week. Everything is a projection from the cross. And that story just keeps playing out. Yes, there's dispensations where God is teaching man different things, but within the dispensation is the same truth. That's why Solomon said there's nothing new under the sun. The projection from the cross is playing out every moment of every day. Every time you take a step, every time you cross your arms, every time you think, it crosses your mind. The black, white, and red is playing out everywhere all the time. When you go down the highway, the black and white street is the cross, and you're flowing on top of that, which is the blood. Every time you drive, you're going through the cross. Every moment, every second is the blood of his cross. That story is repeating outside, inside, all around. And if you can get a hold of it, next time you're under stress, you remember that. Then it's going to work out. Because the solution was there before the problem appeared.